Okay guys, so today we're joined by Pete Robertson from The Vaccines. So you guys are currently touring with English Graffiti at the moment. You've released three albums now. How do you think you as a band have grown since What Did You Expect from The Vaccines?
Well, I think it's been quite a natural sort of a progression, really. I definitely think we're a better band than we were 5 years ago. I think we've played better shows, we played together better, but I also think we're writing better songs and producing them in a kind of more interesting way. I think when we first started off, we were just really happy to kind of plug in and play, which was all about keeping things as sort of simple and as direct as possible. And while some of that ethos has remained, I think we're in search of new ways to kind of make the music that we make reflect more of our sort of tastes, I guess. You know, we've got quite a varied music taste between us, and I think we wanted to reflect that in a sort of a new and interesting way. So, and I think we've achieved that with the last record for sure.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah. So, you know, you said back in January that you're sick of trying to sound timeless. Have you continued to experiment with any new ideas for music?
Well, I definitely think with the last record, we sort of managed to settle on a sound that we were really happy with. We felt was a kind of a new and interesting way to dress up what we did. And, you know, I think we made a lot of the songs on there are productions that, you know, I haven't really heard other people doing, really. So I definitely think we've sort of managed to carve something of our own sound out. And you know, I really felt like the way in the recording process, it sort of, we moved gradually towards it in the recording process. So I think there's more room within that sort of framework to grow. So I'm hoping that we can actually sort of use some of those tools and some of those ideas that we came up with in that last record again. Yeah, just develop it somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the best ones are when it all comes natural anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so also at URM, we want to know what you guys are listening to at the moment. So on the tour bus, what do you have playing?
I don't know, we listen to a lot of sort of new wave music, kind of Talking Heads make a lot of appearances, other Eno stuff, Roxy Music. You know, also a lot of hip-hop, like a lot of Kanye and Kendrick Lamar, that kind of stuff. Yeah, I mean, actually, yeah, T-Rex, sort of a lot of other, like, glam music we're quite into. And also quite a lot of electronic music. David Bowie's quite prevalent. It's very varied.
Oh, it's great. You know, I never imagined, like, The Vaccines sitting down listening to Kanye.
yeah, no, we're all kind of big Kanye fans.
So, you know, you're playing Capital FM Arena in Friday. Obviously, it's the biggest in Nottingham, at least. So do you think you'd prefer bigger venues or more intimate settings for live?
I don't know, I like the variety, to be honest. I think it's obviously like a really big thing for us to be able to go and play arena shows, you know, on our own, which is, you know, so we're really looking forward to that. And that definitely carries with it its own kind of energy. But, you know, I mean, we're sort of equally at home in clubs and bars across the world. Like, sometimes we, you know, there's a lot of countries in the world where we're going to for the first time, and we played Singapore the other day to like 700 people, and you know, it was quite cool and intimate, and again, it has its own kind of unique sort of its own unique experience. And you know, those big outdoor stages you do in the festival season again are really exciting too. So I kind of like it all.
Yeah, that's awesome. And also, how is Nottingham as a city? So do you find when you go to different cities when you're touring England that different cities have a different vibe and the audiences are more different from around? Like, what do you feel about Nottingham?
Absolutely, yeah. No, everywhere's got its own sort of unique flavour for sure. Nottingham's great. I always feel like it's kind of people are up for a party in Nottingham. we've always had really good gigs there. Very lively crowd. I've got some of my best friends are from Nottingham actually, so I kind of feel like I know it quite well. And it's usually a good party afterwards as well.
That's great. So when you're doing a live gig, what out of, you know, the great songs you've all produced, what songs do you think you'd enjoy playing the most live?
I think what we're actually doing at the moment is we're kind of there's actually a couple of sort of slots in the set that are kind of open at the moment. Like there's a few songs that we'll always do that we kind of, you know, that sit well where they are. But there's actually a few slots that we've been like, we're going to throw it out on Twitter and say, do you think we should play this one or this one? So that's like, you know, we'll do that a day in advance of the show. So one of those songs is going to be decided by our sort of Twitter followers, which is going to be exciting. So there's a lot of songs on there that we haven't played for a really long time. Some of those songs that we've actually never played together. So I'm kind of looking forward to doing that sort of variety.
You know, you recently missed out on a nomination for the Mercury Prize, which was an absolute steal. But, you know, you said that it's not really the kind of, you know, demographic you appeal to. So what kind of awards do you think you would be better suited to?
I don't know, really. I mean, I kind of didn't really ever anticipate that. Yeah, I didn't really anticipate us getting a Mercury nomination. Really. I don't really know. I mean, the awards, there's so many award ceremonies, it's kind of, I don't know, it's all a bit of a blur, really. I don't
yeah, sure.
pay a huge amount of attention to it. I mean, we've won a couple in the past, which is nice, but it's not like a big part of our calendar, I don't think. It's not something that we particularly, that keeps us up at night thinking.
So obviously, following on from the unexpected pleasure you get from Kanye, what do you think would be your biggest music guilty pleasure?
Well, I don't ever feel guilt about enjoying music. I think I used to, and I don't. Well, I just think there's no pleasure in guilt, someone once said. I can't remember who that was, but it was a really good phrase. I've definitely been laughed at for enjoying Taylor Swift before.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But yeah, I mean, like, who doesn't really? I think, and Katy Perry as well. I don't know. I've had some strange looks when I tell people that that ABBA is one of my favourite bands. So maybe let's say ABBA.
So aside from your tour and, you know, all the great things you do with that, what have you guys got coming up at the moment?
Well, this tour is obviously you know, we've been building up towards this for a while. So we're all really excited about that. Post that, I think we're going to be getting back into the writing room. Really, I think we've blocked January out. We're going to do any gigs in January, so we can do some writing and maybe start getting some material together for another album.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you said you're after a quicker turnaround, like the, you know, the standard 3 years is, it feels a bit too long for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just like I feel at the moment that the touring to recording cycle is sort of slightly off. Like, it's, I think some bands it really suits. And the touring, you know, it's really fun and all, but I think it's being able to play music that is fresh and exciting for you and something you want to unveil and, you know, introduce people to is actually one of the big, most exciting things. So, yeah, we kind of enjoy getting a, you know, a slight quicker cycle. And the last album took us such a long time to make it. That was a real sort of privilege to be able to spend that amount of time making a record. But now it's, yeah, I think already our eyes are sort of honed in on what's going to come next for us. So, yeah, looking forward to getting back into it.
So when you're making new stuff, are you conscious of what you've made before, like trying to change it up, or do you just literally go with whatever comes natural at the time?
I think it's tricky. You don't want to, you know, I think making a natural progression, as you said earlier, and is kind of, is really important. And I think if you force something, then I think that can be quite obvious when you're listening to it. If something sounds unnatural to you, then it's kind of, it can be an uncomfortable thing to listen to. But at the same time, we've never really wanted to make the same album twice. So yeah, we have sort of made in the past, kind of made, you know, sort of very open-ended decisions about, you know, certain things that we might want to stick with, or certain things that we might want to avoid doing again, or, you know, certain other characteristics that we might want to involve. So yeah, it's a fine balance. It's a tricky one to strike. But I think having a broad idea of the context in which your music's going to come out is kind of important.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you have like a set demographic that you aim your music at?
No, not at all. I think our main aim is to make music that we would like to listen to. I think we're obviously, you know, you're your own worst critic, and we are very much our own worst critic as well. And benefit of hindsight, we've been able to look back at certain things that we've made before and think, yeah, that could have been better. We maybe could have achieved something better than that if we'd done this or done that. So yeah, it's a difficult one, but it's kind of part of the challenge.
Yeah, well, James, our producer today, the only reason he was allowed to actually get his seminar off was because his professor was like, oh wow, you're interviewing the Vaccines, I'm loving the new album at the moment. So I think you're doing quite well with spreading out the demographic right now. You've got the students and the professor, so two ends of the spectrum, so I wouldn't worry about that too much. Okay, so obviously you've got your gig in Nottingham on Friday, absolutely amazing, I can't wait for that. Thanks so much.
Well, cheers,
have a brilliant
Pete.
Day guys, and enjoy your gig on Friday.
Hey, this is Pete from the Vaccines. You've been listening to You Are